Wreck Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself.
Yes, we are in hour 20. That is hour 20 of the 24-hour comic podcast.
Half of us are pantsless and the other half are topless.
We're having a pants
I'm
off, pants
the
off.
The top half of my shirt is gone and the bottom half of my pants is gone. I just have the middle.
I have the opposite. I've just got the sleeves and the cuffs
on
my pants.
My genitals are completely exposed.
This is a metal chair I'm sitting on.
John Suntris has now left the building.
Yes.
Chris Neisman.
So he can breathe. Breathe.
Somewhere.
Vacating his bowels.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's dumping out, dude.
Dropping a deuce.
We've got have a bathroom. 5 hours left.
This is
we don't have 5 hours left. These guys have 5 hours left.
That's very true. I'm asleep currently, and I'm just talking out of my dreams.
Tabor is a zombie.
Asleep.
Yeah, I'm talking out of my dreams right now.
You're in jeans?
Out of my jeans. I am talking out of my jeans.
I'm going to talk you out of your jeans.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, comic book queers left quite some time ago.
They're supposed
but
to
they
back.
Could have done
they're
it.
Supposed to come back
actually, they're supposed to be back in about an hour.
No. Oh, no shit?
With donuts,
those guys
maybe?
Are good. They
two
actually
hours.
Are professional.
An hour or 2 hours?
As
something
opposed
six or seven.
To what everybody else here.
Well, I mean, those guys could talk about whatever.
Yeah.
They could talk me out of my jeans.
So, let's see.
Like my genes, like I'll
your genetics,
yeah, my genetics, yep. Yeah.
Stop being right. the way
your
you
DNA.
Are.
Yep,
stop being the way you are.
All right, let's have a. Well, I can't even fucking talk. Let's have a Burnham update. Burnham.
Chris Burnham has been working on a 24-hour comic.
Yep. His wrists are now nubs.
19 hours now.
I'm
19 hours.
Pages.
20 hours.
I, from this point on out, that's a pretty smart idea.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't so far.
I gotta finish this story up right, man.
I thought it was gonna be one panel with a lot of statting going on after the end of it.
It is really like the show 24 done in a day. It's got more coherence than Jack Bauer.
You haven't read this thing, have you?
I haven't.
Huh? I saw a bunch of cocks.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of cocks and some monkeys.
The last page I drew has a fat. I don't even know. What would you call. Picture a minotaur, make it fat, and then cut off the bull's head and stick on a fish. That's the guy I've got.
My wife.
Puking up a stomach.
I'm not married. That makes no sense.
Cocks, balls, and tentacles. And there should be some tongues, but I forgot to draw them.
Yes, this is a story that must be finished.
That sounds like something you should actually write. There's cocks, balls, and something that should be finished.
And I forgot the tongue.
Yeah. Just write that. That's your dialogue.
What is it you're going to do with this once it's done?
Post it on eBay.
Burn it in effigy.
I mean, doing
get
it,
out
it
to
is
the fans.
There's
right
nothing to do with it once it's done.
Get
like,
it out to the fans.
Okay, now we're gonna have like a crazy, just balls out discourse about a subject that we're gonna that Mike will pick. Mike,
yes, it won't be comic books.
Man,
please don't be comic books.
So you want you want viewing?
It doesn't matter.
You've chosen that as your life.
I'm okay with hanging. I can expound on hanging for hours.
Are you hanging?
Wait, the subject is just to the bathroom.
Well, that's the subject. Going
that's
to the bathroom.
Subject.
All right.
So, all right, look at you, sweaty. What the fuck were you doing in there?
Doing push-ups. After
is that
I take
a euphemism? I don't know what it means, but I kind of want.
After
to.
I take a dump, I like to do 50 push-ups right afterwards. Get the blood flowing.
Mike is using a wet nap.
I do a fucking some chin ups right after I
down his pants.
Living room. He's walking around in a
I'm not quite sure he's doing that wet nap. What are you
it
doing?
It can be refreshing.
That's how I spent most of college.
In a bathroom with a wet nap.
Folding a wet nap is what Mike spent most of his college days. He's putting it over his eyes.
Apparently, our subject is hangover remedies.
Yeah. I don't want to see beautiful co-eds.
Norton.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, indeed. Yep. Please email us. We'll respond to your emails in 2 hours or so.
What did you guys talk about for like the 12 hours I was gone?
I talked for about 3 fucking hours straight while they tried to fix the audio as I just talked to whoever would sit down and talk to me.
Yeah. Who was the Invisible Man?
I said Claude everything.
Rains. Have we covered
Claude Rains over here with his eyes all covered up in the bandage?
Have we covered Pushing Daisies well enough yet?
Yeah. Oh,
I haven't watched it yet.
Have
quiet, quiet.
We've talked about it about
please,
four
quiet.
Separate times.
Bitch, like, I'm in proximity.
Let's talk about Chuck.
Favorite line of the whole movie.
We talked about Chuck, too.
Well, all I got to say about Chuck, I haven't watched episode 2 yet. Episode 1.
Oh, yeah. When he's a friend.
I don't know if anyone saw District 13. Anyone see the French action film District 13, B-13?
No.
The opening sequence of Chuck, which involved parkour, martial arts, and free running.
Was it a mix?
It was a direct ripoff of the film District 13, B-13. And I just thought that was like, I don't know. I was like, this seems familiar to me. The guy jumping through the window above that door, knocking a guy down the stairs that he fell through.
I just thought it was any Jackie Chan movie.
No, it was. You got to see District 13, and then watch the pilot.
But I don't
of Chuck.
Like Ethan Hawke and Larry Fishburne. Get it? What was that movie where they were the
Precinct 13?
Thank you.
Oh, Assault on Precinct 13. Yes.
Yeah. I can tell you all about
thing about Assault on about that, Precinct 13, that, the original, is it's not
first episode,
actually Precinct 13.
But one of the things that really annoyed me was that every shot was somebody's weird? Face weird. Dead center in the middle of the screen.
It was McG. I didn't know McG directed that first episode. And I was like, McG.
I was just happy that the cuts were longer than 3 seconds per scene.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw We Are Marshall, which he directed. And it was like his attempt to be a legitimate filmmaker. And it didn't work.
I thought that was Supernatural.
We Are Marshall?
No, I thought Supernatural was his attempt to be a legitimate.
Oh, I don't know. I thought We Are Marshall. Like, they took the story of like the football team dying in a plane, and they all came back
ghosts.
As ghosts. And the ghosts are like, win for us, or we'll haunt you forever.
And a werewolf coach.
Yeah. This is a werewolf, yeah.
That's a mermaid.
All right,
Matthew
guys.
McConaughey.
Just like
McConaughey
in Teen Wolf, one of your natural abilities you gain when you become a werewolf.
What are you doing with your eye, Mike?
Is that you cannot... Jesus.
Oh, man.
Someone punched him.
Yeah. Punched by entertainment.
Yeah.
So is there any...
I got jacked in the face with 20 hours of this.
Is there any truth to the rumor that this is, in fact, the final Crankcast?
Oh.
I don't know. Could be.
No. Is it? Mike?
It might be.
Mike hasn't hit me yet, so maybe not.
Come on, man. Keep it going.
Right now, he's a little bit too tired to actually want to
hit you. Actually,
this is all I got. This is all I got in life.
I think we've got a special surprise.
Every 3 weeks, I appreciate my life.
I'm not going to say we decided. I don't know. We might have a special surprise next week.
Oh, my God.
Dead air.
It's fucking Sean
Static.
Dove and Sam. Yeah.
Chris, why don't you call them and cry?
There's a difference between us and you, Chris. We could kill them. Anybody out there that doesn't like this show?
Actually, the fewer listeners Mike likes it, the better. Like, you know, he doesn't want anybody listening to the show, actually.
I honestly don't want anybody to
he
listen
wants it
to
be.
Show.
He wants it to be the most personal podcast, a solo cast.
You know, I've been using this podcast in my resumes.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to use it, like, you know, for production value.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know?
Actually, we could. Yeah. Why don't we set that up?
What's that?
So that you need a username and password.
And then you won't give it out.
That's how my friend, I was talking about that a couple weeks ago on the show. My friend set up our band website, but he set it up so you could only add the band website as a friend on MySpace if you knew the email address.
Yeah, I fell victim to that.
And I tried to ask or add you as a friend,
but
you
don't
do bands.
Yeah, but then I went back and you gave me the address and it worked.
There's this dude that contacted me via MySpace.
Was he a male stripper?
From Canada.
His name is Kerry. And he had a cock. Okay. He told me how I can get a larger penis and also how to save on my insurance.
I only get them from women whose profiles are too hot for MySpace, so check out this link.
Yeah. I know, man. It's ridiculous. I hate that shit. But anyway, this guy Brian. Brian, if you're listening, why he would be.
Why the fuck would he be listening?
This guy, like, about a year ago, asked me, like, hey, Taylor, I like zombie movies. What are good zombie movies? I gave him a list of, like, maybe 15. 8 zombie movies.
What?
And he said he's seen most of them, which to me means I rented one once. And I was talking to him on the internet. But it's still cool that someone...
What are you talking about?
He touched someone's life.
I don't understand.
It's cool if someone wants my input on random...
Who wants coffee?
If I drink coffee, I would want to...
Cream sugar. Cream sugar, coffee.
You trailed off there. You started to lose it when you said I gave him a list of 15, 8, and he said he watched most of them, which means to me he read them.
I was just thinking of Brian. I was thinking, Brian, like, you didn't give me 15. You gave me, like, 8. I was thinking of that. I was like, I don't want to.
Brian, now, what the fuck?
Brian, email us, man. Email us, brother.
I'm sure this isn't the first time you're crying during this 24-hour endeavor.
It's been interesting.
So anyway, like, that was cool.
Alright.
Oh, my lord.
I watched 15, I mean 8 zombie movies.
I rented one.
Which means one.
I just rented one.
It's called Blood Rain 2. It starred a bunch of zombies. They were lifeless performances.
Do you also notice that the 2 in Blood Rain 2 is not mentioned anywhere on the actual DVD, only on the cover?
Yeah. It was Blood Rain colon Deliverance.
Deliverance, yeah.
Just like the movie Deliverance is Deliverance colon good
blood
movie.
Blood Rains.
Yeah.
Rain of Blood.
What? Yeah, Deliverance, and you notice that, like, when they killed the vampires, they squealed like pigs.
Did they kill vampires? Were there vampires in that movie?
Well, when they
I couldn't
whatever
tell.
The fuck they were. They squealed like pigs.
Show. I watched Deliverance with my Boy Scout troop. How weird is that?
Wow.
Now I'm going to say to you, what the fuck are you talking about?
Did he just like go there like, so that scene with Ned Beatty, what'd you think?
Now when you say your
Boy
Scout,
that seems to be interesting to
you? Sponsor and host, right?
Oh, well, it's got archery in it.
Well, it's a warning film on the dangers of camping, okay?
It's got canoeing, it's got archery, camping, most of the Boy Scout skills.
You can get your dueling banjo merit badge.
I like the. They showed before you took a camping trip, so you think that there's only like hillbillies.
All right, we ain't gonna go through all that.
We could have known.
It just that'd be silly.
And we had that contraption in Clockwork Orange on our head. Whilst watching,
blinking was allowed. The scoutmaster's wife came by with eyedroppers for water to make sure their pupils don't dry out. I just came from hanging out with Titus for a couple hours.
Hanging with Titus?
No, no. He at the beginning of the night he was all for this, but at our last stop before I was ready to go, Greg said,
"He did 30 shots.
We should go. We have to go. Wrap it up. Wrap it up. We have to go." So he's like, I'm going home. I'm like, no, you're going to the Dark Tavern, the podcast. I'm going home. I'm going home. Like, come on, you said you would. I said I would. I'm going home. Well, he did a good job for the most part. It was, as you know, it was Eric Jimenez's birthday today. And we went out for... He had so many of
his
friends at the Hungry Brain that he didn't want to ditch them. And I told him to meet here afterwards, but you see how well that worked.
Speaking of Hungry Brain...
But he was very excited to be here for that. Which
I don't know. I'm horny?
Captain Random.
Captain Random. That was an answer in one of our
tables. I thought you were going to say you're hanging brain. I'm glad there's a table blocking
you.
Speaking of hungry brain.
My brain is hungry for some gina.
Oh, my lord.
It wants to share its knowledge.
Jesus Christ. Write this down, someone.
This is retarded.
No, it's bad enough that this is being recorded. Yeah.
It is.
This is going to be recorded forever.
Hour 20. It took us to hour 20 to break down.
Hour 20, we finally lose it.
We finally lost our feet again.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It is 5:15.
We had done 7 really good hours, and now it's falling apart.
Way to go, Tamer. Way to drag it right down.
That's what I'm here for. That's what I traveled down for.
Hungry.
Wait, you snorted before Norton did? That's awesome.
I mean, I do. I want to share my knowledge or have an Egg McMuffin. I can't tell what my brain is telling me right now.
Oh, sure. Or an Egg McMuffin. Whichever is first. Whichever I can accomplish first.
Vagina versus Egg McMuffin.
Share his knowledge.
They're both warm.
You kind of open it up when it's all melty. It's
I'm going to hump it.
It is not.
I'm totally going to hump that apron open.
Mike, do you have poison ivy in your eye?
My eyes are burning. Seriously.
Wow.
I'm tired.
I know I'm handsome, but Jesus.
You look like you just watched a really sad, like, woman's movie wearing a robe. Like, yeah.
He's in the bathroom.
Some bonbons.
And Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, God, they got together. What were the odds? You've got mail.
Bing. Patrick, what movies did you watch this week?
I haven't seen movies in a while, actually. I don't have
how can you not watch a movie? Yeah, I don't understand how you can live a life without watching a movie in a week.
Of course you don't. The whole world knows that.
But how that is life.
Oh, yeah? I watched the second episode of Chuck.
I haven't seen it yet. Don't tell me what happened.
They go to a store and there's stuff with people chasing them and people get killed.
Nah. It's about
and
what
stuff
I expect.
Blowing
I bet
up,
a
too.
Character's put into a situation you wouldn't expect him to be in. And hilarity ensues. I just wrote an entire scene.
So, okay, so I'll talk about it. Journeyman, you guys liked.
I liked it.
When the ratings came out, like when like how many people watched it, yeah. It was like one third of what that whole punch you in the sack and sack hump you.
Stop talking about my sack. You're going to fuck my sack. You're going to stretch it around your head. You're going to punch
stretched
it.
Out over an
Jesus,
hour
how
now.
Big do you think my sack is?
How small do you think I am?
Do you want to see?
Oh, now the show's broken.
No, this show's broken. This show is broken.
Do you have a video feed on that, Craig?
We've all become angry now.
Oh, shit.
Do you have a zipper sound effect?
What happened?
Thank you very much. Journeyman. So the ratings came in. They were like one third of what Studio 60 was.
What are
when
ratings
it premiered.
Again?
Are you serious?
Yes. Wow. So I'm like, well, this is not going to last. So I just deleted it without watching it and just I'm done.
See, but
it's not going to last. And it's already setting itself up to be like the show that you have to follow. And I'm like, it's going to be canceled before there's any resolution to anything. So
it's
like self fulfilling in a weird way.
Well,
but everyone does that.
It's ending Bionic Woman. Like, I had it and then I deleted it because, like, I heard, like, episode one was, like, one of the highest rated shows of the season. But then episode two, there's, like, a 40 or 50% drop.
It's boring. It's flat. All the delivery's fucking flat. You know, it's capable.
I like how you say journeyman, like, he's Jewish.
He's a Mel
Gibson. Have you seen Salt Journeyman?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Does it make it Journeyman?
Salt.
Oh, okay.
I'm Salt Journeyman.
Oh, Journeyman.
Spider-Man.
Okay, I like the first episode of that. The second episode I was just kind of man. You know?
I thought was still good.
I just didn't really care.
Ever, but awesome.
Yeah, but in this day and age of TV, which I think we talked about 18 hours ago, was, you know, it's not good TV. It doesn't fly now. We have to watch great television, or it's done.
Cavemen should not get a second episode.
I watched 10 minutes of Cavemen, and I felt
I
so
watched
bad
the episode.
About
no, the thing is, well, it's got that one dude.
For Cavemen,
it's got the one dude from Reno 911, the guy in roller skates.
So what?
But no, I like him. But it was like
It was just
guest star.
Like, hey, we don't need to write. It was like, we don't even need to write jokes. We'll just have people hang out.
Well, the thing was, the original Caveman pilot took place in Atlanta. They called themselves Maggers.
Hotlanta.
And it was just like, you can't compare yourself to it's supposed to be like the black experience, you know, but they're cavemen. And it's just, they didn't earn it. And now in the new incarnation, they're like yuppies playing squash. And I'm like, who are they supposed to be? Who plays squash?
I'm not surprised that it didn't fly. That
it was just like
cavemen equivalent to a real minority group wasn't a great idea for a show.
Really?
Yeah.
Based on a fucking insurance commercial,
they could have really explored social issues with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know. At least I'd be offended instead of just bored.
And then like, yeah, exactly. It was like the thing is, it fails. It fails, but it fails in like such a fascinating way. It's like it's not like some show that just like it's a fucking family dramedy or whatever. Like, this is like, it's cavemen living in the modern age, and it's fucking retarded. That's all. Why are cavemen living here? And they suggested, like, it's like two societies living together, because they show, like, here's a caveman on a bike, and he's, when they establish a scene, like, random caveman riding his bike across the screen. It's like, oh, so it's like, there's lots of cavemen and cave women in this universe they've created. And it's dumb. It's fucking dumb.
Well, you know, even Phil Hartman's
what are they trying to say?
Caveman lawyer got
yeah, it is unfrozen know? Caveman lawyer.
And that got
serious for a half hour. Interesting. Yeah.
Seriously, it's me and Crank talking about what we did that day, except we're dressed like cavemen.
Yeah.
That's the joke.
Yeah.
We're dressed
no,
like
the only thing that comes, the only good thing that comes out of that show is that those actors don't have to put that in their resume because no one will fucking know they were in that show.
For how bad everyone's saying the show is, you guys all seem to have watched it.
No, actually,
no, we watched it. You want to see how it failed? You want to see how bad it is? Like it's like not watching like a show with Fran Drescher in it or something, and it's like, oh, this is gonna be terrible. Let's just see how bad it is. No, it's cavemen in the modern times.
So
it's
she's
just
not one of the cavemen?
No, no.
Don't they laugh like her?
No. No.
You're grasping that mic like a lifeline.
I am. Yes. Yeah.
He wants a spotlight and for all of us to go home.
Oh. I mean.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's time for the Tabor Show. We're going to talk about movies and TV shows that I love.
Patrick is getting a little dicky.
What?
What?
I will fight you with my fists and feet.
At least he didn't say he's going to be sacky. All
right.
That's the thing. He doesn't need to get sacky. Get sacky.
Ball sack.
No, that's good.
What happened?
It's not even the way that you're holding it. That's all. Like,
oh,
like you're getting ready for your lounge jacket.
I have an issue. It's like if I let go, I throw up. This is how it goes.
That is definitely an issue, my friend.
See that?
No.
No, don't. Not here. We got to clean.
Not on these fine tables.
I'm saying we gotta clean it up. You know?
Well,
marble.
I don't want to interrupt any of the recording schedule with emergency vomit cleanup. There's a half hour missing from.
I like the candle we put here to like offset our geek stink.
Yeah.
What is this flavor? Ode to social interaction.
Yes.
Oh, I fucked up my joke.
Hey, tip your waitresses. Business place.
All this talk about vomit, Norton's going to do some of it.
Norton's like, oh, I can't do
so that. You didn't watch a movie this week. How about last week? You watched a movie?
No.
How can you not watch a movie in a week?
We talked about before we were on the air about how I don't go to movies anymore because it's
you don't have to go to movies, though. Rent
yeah,
movies.
But I haven't. I don't rent new movies. So I don't do Netflix. So I don't do any of that.
I can't relate to people who don't do that.
I haven't watched a movie since Independence Day.
I can't relate to people who watch
I figured
Caveman.
This is it.
It's like, that's it. That's how it ends.
Yeah. I thought about going to see Bad Boys 2, but I was like, I'll just wait.
I should have quit then, too, because I had a great date the night of Independence Day. Not actually at that movie, but it was the Wednesday that it came out. It was a really good night for me.
That's a good way to tie that in your memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had sex on the night Independence Day came out.
Mike, what did you do today?
Today? Today?
Been here, motherfucker.
Actually thought about it for a second before.
What did I do today?
He was about to say, I drew two pages.
Yeah. Mike's the only one in a robe.
Yeah.
For the record, dude, the next time you're talking about deadlines and how you didn't get any pages done or you only did two pages in one day, fucking 20 pages in one day right here.
Absolutely.
Come
and
on.
They're all expertly done.
Penciled, inked, and lettered.
He's going to lose it.
And written.
And written.
This is where Mike just snaps.
Like we said, you'll Hulk up, but you
just
only
read
grow
it first, though.
And all your clothes will just get a little tighter. Yeah.
What does the brain man do?
You have to go change into some purple jean shorts. Give me a minute.
What do you mean change into? You don't know what's under that robe.
Give me a minute.
I
have to.
I assure you will all be sorry.
It's pretty cool. You don't want to see me angry. Look.
We should have a topic.
Stand by for your feet.
Steve said they were going to come back.
You don't want to be around me when I'm angry.
When they come back, I go home.
Actually, it'd be more like, shut up!
I'm going to get angry, and you're not going to like it. Look what happened. I'm going to go put on my purple shorts.
If you go back up, great.
What high voice?
I love what you got going on now. It's very, very quiet, very monotone. Like,
hey, what's up?
Hugh Hefner asked.
We're talking, hey, it's late night, it's all night radio.
So we went to the Hungry Brain for Eric's birthday, and I don't know if you've ever met his sister, but she is smoking hot.
What?
Who's?
Smoking hot.
Who's
Eric Jimenez. Why aren't they here? I don't know. It's ridiculous because she's 5'10", super thin. He is like
5'10 is his weight?
5'8". he's got very little hair. They don't look alike at all, but she's ridiculously hot. And then his girlfriend was there with her Asian sister, but she's not Asian, and that confused me even more because it's a whole different mom or different dad thing or whatever.
Wow. Wow.
But they were very Tim inviting open
Asian
group.
Girls.
Yeah, I heard that.
Possibly at this very second if Gina's not awake.
Oh. He doesn't know how to dial in the podcasts.
Tim
doesn't understand.
He doesn't know how to turn off his screen before
he goes to bed. Yeah,
he puts his ear up to a Brussels sprout and hopes to hear something.
What the fuck? I brought a cauliflower.
What? Why are you talking?
It looks like a pod. A Brussels sprout is like a pod person. I can see Tim thinking that way.
Tim. Yeah, let me grab this.
I hope this Brussels sprout talked back to me. I couldn't get it.
I like where the show's going now.
I do. I do enjoy the...
I just thought of it. I'm like, here we are. And then I thought, oh, God, there's another 4 hours.
Five.
Tell me more about men.
We're at 20, but 20 includes this hour.
Oh, my God. Long, long black hair. Seriously, I just smoking hot. Really narrow face, kind of pointed chin.
I just imagined.
Greg has 1,000 pictures of her.
Oh.
Yes.
Following her around. Yes. What the hell's with this guy?
She'd be like, no. He's like, no. Smacking her hand down and literally holding her hand down so we could take a picture. And at one point, Greg was talking to a girl at the bar. Came back, he's like, I was talking to a girl. Because Greg doesn't talk to girls at bars. Greg has a ton of chicks who are friends who are pretty hot. But he doesn't usually just go up and cold talk a girl at a bar. And I said, hey, I got a great idea. Go up to this girl, bring Eric with you, and say, hey, excuse me, it's my friend's birthday here. We're going to do a round of birthday shots. Would you like to join us? He's like, I don't have any money. I'm like, fine. Here's $20. Go do it. Eric, we need you to go wingman Greg on this one. I can't do it because it's not my birthday. You can be all natural. He's like, you got it, man. Whatever you want. Anything, anybody in this bar except my sister.
No,
it wasn't. Oh. But just that's how protective he is. Right. That's how he knows that Greg would be all over his sister if given the chance. Which actually Greg wouldn't, because he knows that it would be an awkward situation and Eric's a good friend of his.
Oh,
and I thought it showed an emotional maturity that I was not prepared to see.
I would like to meet this sister of...
We would all like to meet the sister some more.
Yeah.
We should call him and see if he wants to come over and bring his sister with him right now.
You're creeping me out.
I had nothing to... Yeah.
Ben Goodman. Ben Goodman from Tease Draw Night from the Lead Poets Society was also there. He left early because another friend of ours named Joey Slugs had a birthday over at
Joey Slugs.
He's in the Mafia?
Yeah.
That's because he hates slugs.
He wrote a cookbook, the Mafia cookbook, I think it was called.
Slugging home runs.
Over at Friar Tuck's, and we went over there as well, but that's the point that Greg realized he'd reached his limit for being out in public.
Saturation.
Yes.
I'm done.
Saturation's a good word, because he was oversaturated.
He was overserved.
But I got to do my Sambuca trick at the bar, and it was impressive, and the bar chicken. Just me. But that's part of the trick.
What's the Sambuca trick?
You soak your fingers in a shot of Sambuca, real Sambuca, not this watered-down crap, and it's got to be room temperature, else it won't light. But then you take the shot out, you light your fingers on fire, throw the shot in your mouth without swallowing it, take the lit fingers, put it in your mouth, and your whole mouth just erupts in flame.
That seems like a Chris Angel trick.
Mind freak!
It's not a trick.
It's an illusion.
It's an illusion.
I was levitating the whole time. What the fuck?
What is that show that he and Yuri Geller are doing?
It's
like
called
American Idol for Magicians.
Magicians, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I thought they were going to go around debunking stuff. Oh, no. Damn. I thought it was like the Penn & Teller bullshit thing.
Oh, no, God. Chris Angel was on
Chris
Letterman.
Chris Angel's all about bullshit.
And I caught his trick. I deciphered his trick in HD.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was like something like who was being put in a casket, and it was like on this, whatever.
A rolling track?
Yeah, a rolling track. And it went into like this garbage truck, and it was going to be crushed, but like you can tell on the track that it was like obviously he's going to get in the casket, and then there's a false bottom in the casket, and like the way that the track was, there was like
there's a gap that he
yeah
could fall
obvious an obvious gap, And he obviously went in there and went underneath the truck and came out. Because, like, the casket would exploded in the thing. And then he came out on top, like, ta-da! I'm like, that's the worst trick I've ever seen. It's really. Because, like, David Blaine is where it's at, man. David Blaine's the one that I'm like, he's the devil. David Blaine is the devil.
Did
but
you ever
Chris,
see
Chris,
YouTube
Chris.
Videos of those two dudes, the David Blaine. That's so funny. No.
David Blaine? I will now make his cock disappear in my mouth. Is that what happened?
I always thought
I saw that
was
one.
Gay, actually. I always thought he was gay. No, there's this YouTube video.
The cock and balls talk coming out of this guy.
I'm from Wisconsin. That's all
and
we do
this
there.
This is the guy who missed the porn section, too.
Yeah, right. I know, man. I was out conversing.
It's like Jerry Lewis with his Nazi jokes. Whenever he always leans back on him. During the telethon, we talked about this.
Who watches the fucking telethon of Jerry
Lewis?
It's
great. You gotta watch some of
it. Well, he said faggot last telethon.
Who doesn't say that regularly?
I don't, but.
He's so old.
He was just like saying, like, you have your faggot brother. Oh, wait, no, I didn't mean that. Oh, lady.
My stage manager's yelling at me.
Yeah.
And then he talks like a child. Hey, what's that?
I mean, that I didn't catch that.
And
because
Ed McMahon is still announcing it, too, which is great because he's confused. We've come full circle. I did the exact same thing. Saying
really?
Some,
too bad oh, yeah, that's true. Because we should have raised money.
Yeah,
we should have raised money for something.
Yeah, that's something that.
MS.
Or that's the kind of thing you give people the opportunity to pay to keep this off.
Yeah.
Hey, let's find out what the first lines of it were so we can say it at the end of the show. Just
first
like
lines of
this. The
I think they were,
hour.
Jesus, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah. It was probably like, help.
Wasn't it something about someone running over to the internet cafe to the Wi-Fi connection?
Most of the first three
hours. It was Norton like, I don't want
to
do this anymore.
He said that he stopped by. And you just looked up with this look that you just wanted to kill everybody.
I really did.
Looks like
I was ready to be there.
Ready
to destroy the world.
And then Tim told me you got up and you quit. You just walked out and said, I quit. And
no,
stormed out before.
I may have said I quit, but I
Norton never quits.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Hey, Goonies never say die, man. Bump. Fist bump.
Bump it.
There we go. There it is.
Can we do that again? I'll do this little sound effect. Do you want like a ch or a ching?
Nope.
Bing. How about a...
It's right here in my heart. I know it. Know what happened.
The only sound effect I need is my heartbeat. In sync with yours. Yeah, good times.
All right, let's talk about something.
Talk about somebody's heart beating.
Does this often... Does this thing with your eyes happen if you stay up late?
Yeah. I cannot think of a time where I stayed up.
I thought this was just a you're getting an overall look at your life and starting to weep.
I can't think of a time I stayed this late with four other men. That I cannot do.
Three tops.
Three
times. Absolutely not.
Many times. Smaller amounts of men.
In college, maybe I stayed up this late.
Oh, I'm sure that you've done.
I even then, me staying up all day and then seeing sunlight the next day, I would immediately go to sleep.
Have you ever traveled abroad? Have you? I'm sure you've done the.
I've been to Canada. And
36
I've
hours, 48 hours awake. You almost lose track.
It doesn't even matter anymore because you completely lose track of when you're supposed to sleep anyway. And
I'm 6 hours away from the time it is when I left home. You know, it's like I've never been to Europe, but I'd imagine that it's late and yeah. Oh, that's right.
You went there for the wedding. Points where you stayed up ridiculous days, and I'm sure. You especially with deadlines and whatnot, but
you know
don't
why?
You?
I pack in as much as I can because honestly, I've kind of got like an automatic shutdown switch. I mean, if it comes around midnight, I'm not drawn anymore.
Do you have one of those internal alarm clocks too? I fucking hate people who have that.
I wake up at the same time every day without an alarm.
But what if you had to get up earlier? Could you do it without setting an alarm?
Yeah, I'd be so nervous about it that I'd wake up every like half hour.
I guess it's just because I'm up so late that I absolutely have to set an alarm every day, and my new alarm only will do the snooze for an hour. I know, right? An hour. What is that? Nothing.
I can snooze that off.
I do every morning.
Only do the snooze for an hour. Like you hit a snooze, and an hour later it goes off again?
No, it does it 10 minutes, but you can only keep hitting it for an
hour.
Oh,
and then after that it's like,
so, yeah,
well,
that means I hit it
make your mind up. Yeah. Make your mind up, lazy boy.
I need to hit the snooze more than 6 times before I have to get
okay,
up.
Okay,
right?
So Scotty Young.
That's mine.
Yes. His His girlfriend's name is what?
Casey.
Okay, so Scotty's like a more handsome version of myself. And Casey's like a more beautiful version of my girlfriend.
Wow, this is horrible.
Yeah. Wow. I was just thinking of, just thinking about it. My girlfriend doesn't listen to this. I was just thinking about it right now.
That explains his tears.
I wish she was here now. And I wish she was here to make it look not look awkward.
I was about to ask what I missed, but now I want
to. So many times throughout these hours that you should have been.
Bet you looked at Tabor and said, you know, he looks like a less handsome version of Scotty.
He needs more of a beard and less of a attitude.
Wait, did you say less of an attitude?
No, I don't know.
This is alcohol, Doug, and this is a normal.
No, this is a 5:40 a.m. Anyway, she's an attractive lady. I wish my girlfriend was creative and sang songs.
Wow.
What does your girlfriend do?
I don't know what to say about that.
What does my girlfriend? What does my girlfriend do?
I don't know
she
where
moves
to go
out.
From that.
All right.
She moves out.
Hey, we're not going to play 20 minutes of Led Zeppelin.
No, she's really, you know, I noticed that back when at Tim's 30th birthday. Tim's 30th birthday, I'm like, dude, Scotty looks like me-ish. He's dressed like me. He's got, like, the corduroy jacket that I have.
Actually, to keep the mannerisms going, I get a kind of a Greg Titus vibe off of you at certain points.
Greg Titus? Was that Fox show?
Yes.
Yes.
Started into the
Greg Titus?
Oh, that Dirty Sexy Money?
No, Big Shots.
Oh, Big Shots, which is going to be canceled soon, too.
Dirty Sexy Money.
Male
good,
sex
though.
In the city didn't work.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So where do we go? Well, I'm happy with my girlfriend. I think she's creative enough.
What does she do?
She's a labor union organizer.
A labor union organizer. That's great. That's a creative.
I'm completely happy
line
with my
of
girlfriend.
Work.
She does other stuff too.
Okay.
What does your girlfriend
do? Chris, your
she's a social
is a
worker.
More attractive than some
she's
of
a social worker.
No, that's creative.
I've imagined. Yeah.
She thinks of new ways to not be raped by crazy people.
Why do the old ways not work anymore?
New ways to do
how
it.
How many times do you have to keep trying before it's gonna be a failsafe? When doesn't it?
Okay, you're out.
You need to rethink your life right now.
He's crying now. He's crumbled.
Wow.
He's hunched over. We broke Tabor.
Hour 20, harsh reality.
This is the cold, hard light
of
dawn.
There you go.
To come.
There's a slack. Yeah. Pick it up.
This is what happens.
Mike's just crying now.
Is Mike crying because of his life now, too? Or... Tabor's making me rethink every decision I've ever made.
Oh, how do I avoid getting raped by a homeless man? Am I doing it right?
I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
Oh, God. I've been using the old ways. What about these new ways?
I hope Julie's not going to listen to this hour.
Oh, she's a social
worker. She hates
really?
She hates everything. She just hates
it. She'd come down here and put them.
We were at this cookout once at my friend's house. He's got this fire pit behind his
it's
house.
It's just going to end in homeless frame.
No,
I wish my girlfriend was as good at barbecuing as that.
No.
He's like, what do I smell cooking? You bend over there. No, mister, stop it. Let me get a little...
It's done. You stuttered. You stuttered. It's done. Okay, so we were... There's a bunch of us. There's like 10 of us at this cookout, right? And it's like 2, 3 in the morning, right? And we're just sitting there just talking. And all of a sudden, I see like the tip of a...
Oh, Jesus. Don't finish that.
A guitar. Yeah. Just poking out of the darkness. Just
no
peeking out of the darkness.
I'm like,
does somebody bring a guitar? All of a sudden, this dude stands up like, hey, everyone. Just like... I'm like, I just noticed this fucking tip of this fucking guitar. He's like, hey. He's like, who are you? He's like, I'm Lloyd.
You make it sound like he showed up out of a puff of smoke.
He absolutely fucking did,
could
dude.
You say, why and don't you bring a bag of money?
And the problem was, like, I didn't know how long he was waiting there for us to acknowledge him. Like, you just see, like, blackness, tip of guitar.
You smell
like, hey, there's a guitar there. And I was like, hey, everyone. So He just sat down, and we just kind of ignored him, and he smelled like homeless, dude. He fucking smelled like ass marinated
in
more
guitar.
Ass. And it was
Ass man. Keep going.
Yes.
Keep going.
And it was just like, oh man, it's fucking awful. It's ass man and ass rolled in sand.
Sand?
And then put out in the sun. Okay, so.
All right, don't stop.
So he starts singing songs. He starts singing songs and was like riding the train. And by the train, he meant heroin. So he's like just singing these songs, all these songs about heroin. And whatever.
Whatever.
And we're just like,
what
all
if
right,
they were
man.
Really just songs about he was a train enthusiast? Yeah.
No, he was literally like
riding the train, pointing at his arm like.
Yeah, he, it was. Weekend. No, it was riding the train.
You know what I mean?
It wasn't, yeah.
Then he shot up in front of
him.
I'm going to ride the train now.
Choo choo.
So what happened with this guy? You take him home?
Well, no,
he was hit by a train.
We let him sing three songs.
He raped his girlfriend.
Oh, God.
No.
Rape. Everyone.
No. Rape is not funny.
You couldn't tell by listening to this.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It happens to you when Tabor talks about it later.
No. I'm not.
Okay, so what happens with this?
So he sings three songs, all either a variation of heroin addiction or whatnot. And my girlfriend and her friend, who's also she's a social work, she's actually in social work school. I'm like, what are you guys doing? These are the guys you guys help. And like, I'm off the clock.
They have schools?
So I'm like, she's a social worker. And she won't even acknowledge this homeless. What's that? Yeah, that's ridiculous. Well, you should always be. You should not.
I don't know about that.
Secret society is called.
Oh, I can see that, but like you chose it, man. You chose like I'm gonna help people in trouble when I get paid for it.
You just know one when you see one.
Yeah,
they make some sort of call.
You'll see Mike drawing comics for free, though.
Are you getting paid for your 24-hour comics?
It's for me, motherfucker.
He's getting paid in adoration from all his fans.
He sets it on fire at the end.
I just
done
my paper now.
Oh man! Hey, good
but
time,
I huh? don't know. Like, I think that's weird. The social workers will just go.
Social work?
Yeah, well, they will work, but then when they're actually involved, like, oh, here's a homeless guy who's hanging out in the backyard of a stranger.
Yeah, but also the thing you have to think is, if like you take a job like that, if you don't ever tell yourself a point to stop, you would just constantly be.
That's the kind of job that leaves you soulless inside after a while.
Right.
If you did it all the time, you have to draw the line, and you have to do it on purpose. Where you know.
Right, but they were just sitting there, like, my girlfriend, she stopped smoking, like, 5 years ago, but she started smoking all of a sudden. So she went out to the deck of this house,
and
everyone's like, what are you guys doing? It's like I'm off duty. She's, like, literally, like, just smoking, like, I'm off duty. I'm like, you're really off duty. I'm like, you are so way off duty right now. It's like, you won't help the homeless guy. You're suddenly taking up smoking.
What does the smoking have to do with social work?
No, exactly. Exactly. No, it's not just social work. It's just like she became a different person.
Exactly.
It's like,
I don't know what you're talking
not only
about.
Am I going to help this guy in need, I'm going to start smoking again.
What did that have to do with the smoke?
It was a detail. It was a detail of the situation.
What? Sounds like you're just more angry that she decided to start smoking.
You know what?
I think Mike knows what I'm saying. Mike is going to acknowledge what I'm saying.
It's not that I know what you're saying.
She does have a full-time job.
I thought I was going to be the one breaking down. I thought I was going to be the one making no sense. And just babbling incoherently about crap.
Patrick here is like the voice of reason.
He wants to punch you in the
Patrick
face. Patrick's seated on his eyes.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, these aren't going to be aired, right?
Oh,
these hours.
Going up. They're going to be up within 20 minutes.
I thought the trivia was going
to
be the highest.
The laughter is sobering me up. Who wants to get me a beer out of the fridge?
It's going to be Bendis and this.
This hour. Nothing. We all turned.
Just took off. Like
he limped off.
I think he's getting you a beer.
Yeah, it's a.
You're getting him a beer.
Refill.
I gotta feed this flame. give him water or something.
Water.
Try not to vomit.
I'm not gonna vomit. It. I've decided.
On the equipment or the table. Or if you're gonna vomit, vomit into this coffee cup.
Vomit, not happening.
That was not good enough for you.
Oh, I didn't know.
You picked it up.
Made of metal.
Yeah, I know. I saw
yeah, I didn't
too.
Know. I thought those were my keys.
It's got metal.
I thought those were my keys.
I saw that, too. So, anyway.
Screw you, Celia.
Yeah, so, anyway. Back to rape.
Oh, no more
rape avoidance. God. This could be an educational.
I wish you got back on his balls. That would be more comfortable. I think that's super ground at this
balls.
Point.
Hey, I was never on his balls, so I can't get back on them.
That's a topic I think we can cover a little bit without quite being.
From what I've heard, it, I don't think we can cover him.
How long is this episode?
Are we talking about movies?
No!
No!
Jesus, it's 15 more minutes to go on this one.
Dark Crystal.
Dark Crystal.
And go.
You're just saying shit.
Dark Crystal. She. You get how off the clock she was. She started smoking.
Scribble scrabble. You are a homeless person now.
I was going to say she is helping society. She's helping you.
By doing what?
I'm just hanging out with
you. I don't know
what scribble-scrabble.
Scribble-scrabble.
Good. This is good. This is
good stuff. this is gold.
Boring Zoo Crew.
This is podcast gold.
Yeah, this is out there.
This is something.
We're falling apart slowly, emotionally.
This is a side of us. I don't
I'm just trying to keep things going. I'm just going to jibba-jabba.
No shit.
Until you mofos you say something of import.
We're just stepping back and watching.
You know the problem is I don't have a filter on my mic.
Yeah,
all this nonsense won't come through.
Everything. Blocks everything. Mine blocks everything.
Did you guys ever watch what was that Metallica movie? Some kind of monster?
Yes.
Yeah, it was watching the breakdown and destruction of a band. We're witnessing that.
I have
right
a
here.
Therapist coming in an hour man. To help us with the rest of the show. I'm having a therapist coming.
Crank just right, made quick right, love to me.
Topics are good remakes of TV shows and bad remakes of TV shows.
All I can think of is Bionic Woman. I haven't seen it.
Bionic Woman versus like Battlestar Galactica.
Both, but the creator of Battlestar Galactica wrote Bionic Woman.
Which I Bionic. Don't get.
Which I didn't see either.
Have you not watched Battlestar Galactica?
No. Because I'm always, like, adverse to, like, I'm like, it's cable TV. It's going to have the production values of, like, a homemade porn.
Great, great production values.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. So since I found out that it didn't have the production values of homemade porn, I felt like I missed out.
It does.
I'm like,
have
it, no, it doesn't.
It
no,
works.
No.
Well, you know, with BSG, it's like they took what was
BSG.
BSG is Battlestar Galactica.
Oh,
for those
I understand
in the,
that.
Those not in the know.
They took a pretty decent concept that in a 70s TV show they really couldn't elaborate on. That was technology was overtaking, and it became the adversary of people. And
spoilers,
but the new version of it takes that a step further to where you know the Cylons are human like and blah blah blah, and adds a whole different layer of drama to it. Where Bionic Woman, it's like they took everything that was cool about that 70s TV show.
But there was nothing cool about that 70s TV show.
Well,
because it's a spinoff of a show.
Yeah.
It's a remake of a spinoff of a fucking cheesy show.
It was a more sensitive.
Yeah, but so was the Jeffersons.
I've been owned. Yeah. No, but no, I can't comment because I haven't seen either.
Okay.
You know, but the thing is, I've seen this movie, Cashback. Who is about this guy who has this breakdown, can't sleep, so he gets a job. Wait for this to come to fruition. Can't sleep.
I can't keep up with him.
Okay, no, his girlfriend in the movie Cashback is the Bionic Woman. Because I saw Bionic Woman, like, who is that chick? Like,
okay.
Oh, I just saw her in the fucking this Cashback movie. Because like it's his girlfriend dumps him, and he like can't sleep. So he decides to get a job at night. He goes to school during the day. He doesn't sleep at all. So he, like, goes to school for 8 hours and works for 8 hours at a grocery store. But, like, the Bionic Woman chick, who I'm just like, it's like, she's introduced. She's just, like, talking, yelling no in slow motion. Just no dialogue or anything. Calling him a motherfucker and stuff, whatever. All stuff in just, like, slow motion. Yeah, maybe that's what got her the job, but I'm like, geez,
is it a
beautiful
movie?
It's a British movie. It's a British movie, and it was based on a short that was nominated for an Academy Award. I won an Academy Award for best short film in 2005, something like that. But that's the only thing she's been in before that. So keep that in mind.
Actually,
you're watching Bionic Woman. She's British.
She's
so
Jekyll.
Oh,
all of the remake of Jekyll that just came out.
Okay, that's supposed to be fantastic.
It's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
She's in it. In the beginning, you think her role is going to be huge, but they give her less to do each of the six episodes.
She must be a terrible actress.
She's not. She's not a great actress.
She doesn't seem like it.
No, but she's really pretty.
I think she's very pretty.
Easy on the eyes.
Taver, do you know about a Steven Seagal movie that has...
I do. Yes, whatever it is, yeah, I do. Yes. Yes.
I want... well, this is an email. Let me read it from the beginning. Superfly Shane Heron. He writes, I just wanted to say thanks for the plug on episode 102. I can't wait to hear the 24-hour podcast.
Yes, you can. And you should.
I have a feeling it's going to stink.
Wow, Kreskin.
Stop reading that dude's letter right now. He's done.
And I'll probably be so sick of John around comics and you guys, but I promise I'll listen to it. I know you guys already picked Blood Rain 2, but I got a suggestion a couple of weeks ago at my local comic shop. I walked in on a conversation about Steven Seagal movies. One of the guys had just watched his latest straight-to-video. I didn't catch the name, but apparently Seagal flies an invisible airplane. Might be called Invisible Plane.
It's not called Invisible Plane.
You guys should watch this movie.
It's Flight of Fury.
Whoa. Pick that up.
And it's done.
Pick it up.
Paper towels. What towels? What towels? Somewhere here.
Oh, might want to move that.
It's Flight of Fury. I haven't seen it. It's
spilled.
It's on my Netflix queue.
I moved my cord and I spilled.
Coca-Cola down.
It's all right. Nothing's harmed. No harm, no foul.
It was behind the snack wagon, too.
There's blocks.
Look at that. That's so absorbent.
Talking.
Yeah, let's describe the action here now. There's a.
But what else did they say about the Seagal film?
Wait, you're at 51. It's only 51. I'm watching the countdown.
Steps. The way that we first met, I saw.